Hello and welcome back to Corgitown, USA. I am Candy. In my lap is Chuckles, our spokes Corg.
Well, in the rest of the Corgitown, USA, I hear Mortimer and the other two I don't hear because they're outside. But anyway, hi, I'm Catherine.
Mom of Digby.
Yes, mom of Digby and Indy, our latest honorary corgi.
Yes, senior fellow.
Senior fellow.
And then, of course, we have Mortimer and Booger. Mortimer is gracing us with his vocals today.
Yes, he is.
It is Corgi Town where corgis run the town.
That's right.
We're also going to introduce Tito, the newest member of the corgi committee.
We will be introducing Tito. Oh, he's so cute.
He's so cute.
But he was in Aunt Catherine's lap and he was just like all over the place and there was no way
he's not cut out for podcast life. That's a Chuckles job.
He's very Chuckles is extremely mellow.
Well, I wouldn't call Chuckles mellow.
Well, he is when he's sitting in your lap doing the podcast.
Well, because he has a job.
He has a job. Yes,
his job is to be spokes Corg.
That's right.
Sit and introduce.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're new here, hi, welcome. Every week we have new episodes about all things corgi and dog lifestyle podcast for pets and their people. You lovely parents out there, thank you for following us here well into our fifth season.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a long time.
We have. I mean, I have more gray hairs and wrinkles now
that started. No.
Thank you, hairdresser.
Me for sure, but you know, no.
But we are glad to introduce, if you've been following us, we really appreciate you. We brought in some lovely, lovely friends a couple of seasons ago from across the pond.
Yes.
And those were our lovely friends who live near Windsor. And that was Sam, that's the dad, and Jam, Snowden, and Honey. Should we bring them back on and get an update?
We should. We should bring them back on and get an update.
Okay.
And that's Windsor as in castle.
Yes.
For those Americans that don't know.
Us Americans. Hello, that only know America. Welcome back, guys.
Hello there. And can I also add in, please also note that I'm also slightly grayer as well.
I'm so glad we're all aging so gracefully around here.
Yes, indeed.
And thank you for doing that with us. I mean, it beats the alternative. So I'm told.
This is true.
I mean, my perspective is only on this side of the dirt, thankfully, so far.
So far, so good.
As far as I know. Anyway, we're good at digressing here. Sam, thank you for coming back and bringing your lovely crew. And we want to just welcome you back warmly in between borks, of course, here from the studio. But if you would please tell our audience, tell dear listener, dear viewer, if you're new here, here's an update. We'll have Sam introduce you and the family.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, yes, my name is Sam. I'm living in Windsor, so just west of central London. And I have three corgis. So actually, if I just dip my camera down, you'll actually see I'm covered with a carpet of corgis here. So we've got Honey, and we've got Snowden, and then we've got Jam, who is just to my side also here as well. So Jam is the mum, Snowden, one of her daughters, and Honey, also another one of her daughters. So our corgi journey began 5 years ago with Jam from a farm in Wales. And then we bred her in lockdown and she had five girls, of whom we kept two.
And that's how we
have our family of a trio of corgis.
And what self-control, only keeping two?
Yes. I would only keep two as well. Somebody who, you know, sits next to me for these shows would probably keep all of them and then
I have a
scour
problem.
The neighborhood for more.
Yeah, I have a problem. It's a substance abuse problem, corgis. Yes. But we were talking when you were here a couple seasons ago that how you sort of got discovered shortly after we said goodbye to the Queen, correct? Do you want to share that story with us again?
Yeah, absolutely. So just where we live, we are sort of, I guess, a mixture of on the border between town and country. And so we have lots of beautiful open fields, the backdrop of Windsor Castle, when we do our daily walks. And so we just started an Instagram page to take some lovely photographs of what we get up to on our walks. And from that, we were contacted by an agent, a dog agent, to ask us if we wanted to do some film work with the girls. And it was all royal related, coming up to the Jubilee. And from there, it really just snowballed into doing adverts and film work and photography work. And
wow,
I wouldn't say it's a full-time job. It's certainly a hobby I massively enjoy now. It's taken me on a very interesting adventure. And I think it's also been brilliant for the girls to have this sort of a level of experience as well. And also, I think just getting the Corgi name out there. I'm always really proud to promote Corgis, this amazing breed, for what they stand for their temperament, for just their general very, very adorable, sweet looks. I'm entirely biased, of course, but...
Of course.
We're not biased at all here.
Yes. Yeah. So are the funds going, like, you know, 25% the girls get to put it on the side to get the latest and greatest iPhone, and then the other 75% for university? Is that, you know, is that
Corgi
how it goes?
College?
Corgi College.
Absolutely. You read my mind entirely. I often say that they're off to university, they've got to hold jobs, they've got to get a doctorate. But I think also in the very real world, as a true life example, they have their own washing machine. So they have all of their bits and bobs going into a special machine just for them.
Nice. Love it.
I've managed to fund a special vehicle for them. So they've got their own car that they can get shepherded around in. So even just from special collars and bits and bobs, real treats for them that we've also put together for their jobs.
Oh, nice. I love this. The Corgis of Eaton Trust. This is so fun. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And I love this. I love this life that you all are sharing. And I do want to mention as a side that thank you for getting the word out there. Of course, here at Corgitown USA, we try to be a guide to... Chuckles is getting surly.
I know.
His
friends are out there.
They're not in here. Anyhow, we try to guide the potential puppy parent on where to find the right breeder, what genetic tests to get, why maybe Corgis may or may not be right for you.
Yeah.
So I just want to mention, they're our favorite. We love them. You are going to be vacuuming all of the time. You are probably going to lose your hearing prematurely because they're very talkative.
They are.
They're very bossy. They need a strong leader. All these things we try to guide you all on. So if you're listening, you're viewing, please reach out to us if you have questions about Corgis. We love to be a source of information. We're never going to send you to one or two breeders. We're just going to give you the information so you can make that decision yourself.
Very true.
And we're also part of Shade Out DM, which is a degenerative myelopathy awareness group.
I've got my little Shade Out bracelet. I'm wearing my little Shade Out DM bracelet.
Yes, and we're here to say that it's 100% preventable, very prevalent in Corgis. I think the last research was 63% genetic carriers.
Yes.
So please get a breeder that tests before breeding. And there's also the overseas. We have Breed Out DM. They're doing this work. So I just wanted to mention that as we're talking about this. There are also other genetic tests, but we're very passionate about degenerative myelopathy. We lost our own hammer to that just a few months ago. So we're here to be a source of information, but also entertainment. So let's get back to the fun stuff. And let's talk about what you're doing lately, Sam. I heard we have some fun stuff like The Crown. Tell us about some of these fun shows you guys have been working on.
Gosh, so I think from the last time that we spoke, we were contacted by our agent, and they did. It can sometimes be quite cryptic. They said that they had a job with Disney, so I thought, "Good Lord, are we doing a voiceover? what are we up to?" And it was actually for The Bachelor. The Bachelor USA. They were filming an episode here in the UK where they were on a date. And it was a royal experience.
Okay. And
the girl's job was in a very beautiful townhouse in Knightsbridge, which is a very upmarket part of town.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
To meet the couple. So the couple were being served afternoon tea by a former ex-royal butler, trying on tiaras and all the sort of royal regalia. And amongst their afternoon tea service, these corgis would come running in. Now, of course, perhaps they hadn't quite worked out what corgis do also equally love, other than people, is food.
Yeah.
So amongst the filming and playing, I think Snowden here snuck off with a few sandwiches. And it was organized chaos. But in the most wonderful, charming of ways, as corgis do.
Yes.
So that was great fun with The Bachelor. So that aired quite some time ago, but a really, really good fun experience. And like most filming work, a lot of waiting around for a very short period of airtime, but it all went really swimmingly well. Other than The Bachelor, we also have done quite a lot of work with Madame Tussauds in London.
Oh.
They have renovated, it's a basement area, a sort of sub-floor area, into a royal experience. And it's absolutely beautiful, from gilt gates as you walk into the royal area. And so the girls were commissioned for a series of adverts to open the experience. So it was basically the girls attached to a GoPro camera running amongst the exhibits.
That's perfect.
I love it.
So it's been a really, really fun experience with them, and doing lots of meet and greets with Madame Tussauds as well. So lots of corporate clients coming in, having their photos taken with corgis. And most people say the same thing, which is, firstly, they've never met a corgi before. Secondly, how calm they can be. And thirdly, oh, I think I quite like one. So it's really interesting that you mentioned about just how you provide this information, because I think there are lots of people out there that do really consider, especially with the work in The Crown and their exposure recently, thinking yes. about getting a corgi and how attractive it may seem.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I'm still, you know, we spoke about this the last time, and it still puzzles me how the Queen, the person that, you know, all of you watch 24/7 on TV or close to it, and she has the corgis running around all over the place, and everybody knows about her corgis, and yet the population is, oh, I've never seen one of these before. Yes, you have! Your queen runs around with them. I am still kind of fascinated by that little bit.
Well, and we had the author on who yes. wrote The Queen's Corgi and did some research. This was last season.
Right.
And she was talking about how the Queen Elizabeth actually loved how sort of punk rock they are. The corgis, that they're a little bit, how do we say this? Sassy.
they're a little sassy.
They're not I wouldn't call them obedient without a lot of obedience training. Right. And that was what she liked about them, because being royal, there's so much control right, and composure yeah. you have to have. So yes. bring in these wild beasts, right?
Right. Yes. Well, I think Sam, am I correct? She, the queen had her little sassy side, and I saw a documentary on her where her cousins said that she was quite the prankster when she was younger.
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine. I've had very similar stories, and I think that you've hit the nail on the head. I think her late queen, Her Majesty, had 13 corgis at one point, but was able to call each of them in a line by name to their food bowl individually.
That's crazy.
I just think it's
a lot of handlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the work of a lot of handlers. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to have help. I'm a trainer, and I would love to say mine are that controlled, but
yeah, right.
There's chuckles trying to get, why is everybody barking up there?
Yeah.
Well, so tell us about, okay, so you did Madame Tussauds. There you have some sculptures, right?
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So in London during the Jubilee, they started a scheme which was basically different size corgi sculptures ranging from 1 or 2 meters, about 1 meter long to about 3 meters long in length. And these enormous sculptures, and they were commissioned by different artists and decorated, and they raised money for different charities and brought awareness. And they were placed in different landmarks around London, from Trafalgar Square to outside Harrods to along the riverbank, in the foyer of different hotels. And it went slightly unremarked because they came for auction a few weeks after the Queen passed away. And I managed to buy 3. So in this particular auction, these corgis are named after the Queen's own corgis since she was a little girl. and they're all decorated from weird and wonderful, from Union Jacks with bunting to rainbows to stripes to dots to all sorts. And it was to represent the Commonwealth and all the different art and design features. So the three that we bought and successfully won at auction were one called Susan, the Queen's first corgi. So very similar to the book you were referring to earlier. And that was painted like a lifelike corgi. Then we had another corgi called Willow, and she was is painted with lots of rainbows. It was to be LGBTQ plus friendly. Plus, also during the pandemic here in the UK, we did a lot of movement and appreciation for the NHS, our healthcare service. So we have a very sort of a colourful corgi. And then our last corgi we have is a slightly smaller one, and it's decorated with cabbage flowers. And more specifically, because Prince Philip's nickname for the late Queen was Cabbage.
That is precious.
That is very precious. That is.
So
Have you
my
posted about these?
not yet. No, I've kept
Okay.
it under my hat. They're in a garage covered with lots of bubble wrap at the moment, only because my idea is, my hope, my sincere hope is that in Windsor that we could organize what I would quite like to have as a corgi trail where tourists come
Ooh,
and
we're going, we're going, we're going. We'll be there.
You'll be on my guest list, absolutely, once it's commissioned.
Yeah, since we invited ourselves. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. So the
Oh, those
tourists will walk through
Americans.
town and to discover, because there is already one lovely bronze sculpture in a park called Bachelor's Acre in Windsor with the Queen and I think about six corgis. And I'd love to add to that and have at least two more of my three added so that it could become a corgi trail through Windsor, so that there'll always be a link of the Queen's affiliation and ownership of corgis, and for tourists to come and do selfies and take photographs and really recognize and promote and appreciate.
That's
I love
wonderful.
this so much.
I know, I love it too. When are
Do
we going?
I know, right? Well, do you have a timeline of when you would like this to happen?
I'm having conversations with the council and with the tourist board in springtime, so imminently, really,
Ooh.
with a view of then trying to hopefully roll out by the late summer, early autumn.
Ooh. Okay, so I'm seriously considering both
Yeah.
Chuckles and Digby can ride on the plane. They're
Okay.
support animals.
Okay. Well,
They
yeah,
could go.
Digby is a support animal. I don't know that I want him on the
You don't
plane
want him
with me.
on the trail of corgis,
It'd be
the
adorable, and I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how he behaves.
Calming chews.
Yeah. Oh, calming chews. Yeah.
I trained him.
I know
Give
you
me some
trained him.
credit.
Yeah. No. He's good, and then he gets to that point where he's like, "Screw it, I'm not being good anymore. I did my." Anyway, I
Anyway.
love this idea.
Yeah.
I really do love this
We're
idea.
excited for it.
We're
We're here
excited.
for it. We're hoping we can be a part of it because that
Absolutely.
sounds so fun.
I'll keep you informed for sure. It's just something I
Yes.
think it would really just beautifully solidify. And I hope perhaps maybe to have some other charities involved. Obviously, at the time of this being filmed, we've just learned about the Princess of Wales and her battle that she's being very brave about talking about and so on. So perhaps there can be a few other charities to link with. It's all about raising awareness and exposure, and if we can do it for a good cause, why not?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've been following that as well. I love the she's so gorgeous. She's beautiful.
Yes.
Every time sometimes I'm like, gosh, she's just so incredibly beautiful and so young and so vibrant.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're pulling for her so that she can get through this journey. But thank you for sharing for this. We're all going to be staying tuned for this corgi trail. Tell us what's next for the corgis of Eton.
Gosh, well, I thought that things had really reached a peak when we did some promo work for Netflix on The Crown. But just the adventures keep on rolling. I think that sometimes my husband often says to me, I think that's it now. I don't think there'll be any other jobs. And then we'll get a phone call and suddenly there'll be an inquiry. So it's been wonderful. So we can't say too much, but in a few months' time, we've got an advert coming out with a well-known Hoover brand.
Ooh, that's my favorite. I always say it's the one that can keep up with all the corgi fur.
Yep.
Absolutely. All of the glitter that they love to share. And I think just a lot more adventures, really. We're just really determined to... My mantra coming into 2024 was to make memories every day. And that's what I really want to keep on doing with the girls and taking them places and really giving them a good time. And I think hopefully just meeting lots of members of the public. I think that it's a wonderfully warm feeling. And this is a true story. I was taking the dogs to the groomers and I parked on the high street where I really shouldn't have been. And I was quickly unloading them. And a lady stopped with her child in a buggy and said, "Oh, look, there's Jam, Honey and Snowden."
Wow.
Paparazzi.
And I said, "Oh, you know them." She said, "Can I just say, we don't just know them. The moment my daughter wakes up, she asks, 'Mummy, have the corgis posted?'"
Aww.
And that to me was just the most precious moment where I was so stressed and trying to get my errands done.
Right.
Having such a lovely, wonderful moment. And I continually run into her. And it just is so wonderful that these three lovely animals can bring such joy and connection to complete strangers.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's such a reward.
And it softened your heart, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Moment. Absolutely. And it reminds me every day we have so much more in common than we do different. And
yes.
I think that certainly animals, especially corgis, or, you know, but certainly any breed at least, dogs are a really precious and wonderful thing to have in your life, and certainly to share them in the way that I'm so lucky to do. I think that's just magic.
Yes, we agree. So we'll do the Corgi Nationals, Corgi Beach Day. A lot of times we'll have a booth for Corgi Town USA, and we're always there so we can spread the word, you know, get people to listen to us and hear what we have to say about corgis and get introduced to people like you and your wonderful corgis. And we had so many people show up at the Nationals because our banner said, "Come meet Chuckles, our spokes corg." And that's kind of all we did all day, is people said, "We come up here for kisses from Chuckles. Where is he?"
Yeah. No, that's okay. We don't exist.
We're just the hosts. We just hold the microphones.
We just clean up their poop and vomit. I mean,
No, but I'm actually perfectly okay with this because I totally understand where you're coming from. You say, "Well, I love that you love my Chuckles and that you want to meet him." And so, yes, I understand that heartwarming feeling. And it's just so fun when you travel, if you have friends that visit you, when they come. And my friend Marvin, the first time we went to travel, that was when I had my first corgi, Lilo. And then we had Hammer and I had Booger. And we went to the boardwalk and the pier in San Diego. And I said, "Can you wait here for just a minute? I'm going to run in and get a drink or use the restroom." And I come out and he had a crowd of people surrounding him with cameras taking pictures. And he looked at me and he said, "He's surrounded. I can't even get to him. All the puppies are getting putts." And he said, "You can't go anywhere." I said, "Oh, yes, I know." Yeah. We call it the paparazzi.
The paparazzi. And the only time
paparazzi, I love it.
Yeah.
So you guys have paparazzi.
You have paparazzi, yeah. The only time I didn't experience it was when we were up in Jerome and Wigan, my fiance's Wigan passed last year, and he was a cattle dog. And somebody came up and I fully expected them to go all over Digby, and they were all over Wigan. And I was like, and Wigan was so like, "Oh, thank God somebody noticed me. Oh, hi. Take me away."
He's used to living in Digby's shadow.
He was, yeah.
Shadow of the Korg.
Shadow of the Korg.
Well, this is wonderful. If you're viewing or you're listening, you can follow Corgis of Eton, E-T-O-N, on Instagram. I will drop that link down in the description box so that you can follow these travels. Specifically, I can't explain how excited I am about this corgi trail you're working on.
Yes.
Staying tuned. And then also for your partnerships that you're working on, because we're looking forward to a commercial coming on and saying, "Hey, those are our friends."
That's right. Yeah, it's always fun to like look on TV and go, "I know that person.
I know them. I know them. I know those corgis. You do. I know them."
I do.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic, I think, seeing a corgi representing not only the best of British at times, we had an event at Harrods and there was a lovely corgi who we met called Giovanni. And he was there on the Burberry stand rocking the tartan. And again, this is brilliant. I can point out friends and it's just lovely to see their representation. Absolutely.
Oh, I love that too. The camaraderie of corgi people is really quite wonderful. We have some friends, of course, our friend Bacon kind of knows everybody. And so it's kind of fun to see his travels because they meet corgi friends from all over from following Bacon. And so we're so excited for you guys. And
we are.
We don't want to take you, we don't want to take up your whole evening, but also we have some Borkers over here that I think are just demanding treats. So maybe we ought to go tend to that.
I think we might have to. We might have to.
But thank you so much, Sam. We appreciate you so much for coming on and telling us about your new adventures.
Thank you so much for having us again. And certainly we'll be looking forward to catching up with you with hopefully some weird and wonderful news in the future.
Absolutely.
That's our favorite kind of news. That's weird and wonderful.
We look forward.
We'll give all the girls belly scratches, and you have you have a Labrador as well.
We do. Yes, I have a 12-year-old Labrador called Marmalade.
Marmalade. We'll give them all belly scratches for us. Tell them they're very, very good babies.
Oh, bless you! Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. We'll be in touch. And again, you can follow Corgis of Eton on Instagram, and I will drop that link on. You all have a wonderful evening.
Yes.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye. I can't wait for the Corgi Trail.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah. That's going to be fun. I also like hanging with Sam because I love that accent.
such an American.
I am. I'm such an American.
Such a cheese-eating American.
such a New Yorker.
A New Yorker,
It's like a way better accent than I grew up with.
That was a nanny.
That was it. Well, yeah. I was recently in New York, so it all comes rushing back.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed this. Yes. I will also drop the link to the first episode we did with this wonderful family. We're big fans of theirs, so we're honored that they come on to do our little show here so that we can tell all about the fun things that they're doing. And stay tuned. We're here for you every week. If you enjoyed that, please like and subscribe. We have entertainment-based episodes like this one today, but we also have training, grooming, health of your corgi. We have vets on. We also have authors. We talk about all kinds of different health concerns and just general life in your corgi, how to keep your pets healthy and happy and live the most harmonious long life.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's sign off. Candy and chuckles.
And Catherine and Digby somewhere and all
Indy
the
somewhere
other, Indy and
Mortimer and Booger and Tito
and Tito. Oh gosh, yeah, we're just going on and on.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.